Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is Jesus who is talking here. Just wanted to make that clear. He is the I Am. Same I Am who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. I am who I am. The same Yahweh who declares, I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the light of the world. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the Good Shepherd. Today our attention is focused on this declaration of his I Am statement, I am the Good Shepherd. He is the Good Shepherd, good, as in the beginning when God saw all that he made by the power of his word and called it good, good as in tov, exactly the way it's supposed to be. Good light, good dry land and seas, good fruit trees bearing fruit and vegetation, good stars in the sky, good creatures on the earth, good man, good woman, I am the Good Shepherd. Exactly what a shepherd is supposed to be. And just what are shepherds supposed to be? Shepherds are supposed to be responsible for doing one thing and one thing only, and that is taking care of the sheep that have been entrusted to their care. If a shepherd is given 100 sheep to care for, and even one, just one little sheep goes astray, man, he better get out there and look for it and look for it and look for it until he finds it. And even if he has to carry it all the way back home on his shoulders, he needs to get it back because he's been entrusted with the care of those sheep. Any shepherd who comes back with fewer sheep than he's been entrusted with is not a good shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd. Of those whom you gave me, I have lost not one. He is not a hired hand. Let's be clear about that. The hired hand cares nothing for the sheep. The hired hand is only interested in the paycheck and his 403b retirement program and whether or not Social Security is still going to be there when it comes his time to collect. The Good Shepherd is not a hired hand. The sheep belong to him. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. So for this shepherd, the Good Shepherd, this is not a business. This is not a project. There are no goals that he must meet. There is no agendas that he must follow. This is personal. This is a relationship, a very personal relationship that he has with his sheep, such that if anything happens to the sheep, to his sheep, he suffers. And he suffers in their suffering. And if anything good happens to them, he delights in their joy. He is as personal with his sheep as the Father is personal with the Son and the Son with the Father. The Good Shepherd loves his sheep. It's that personal. It's so personal, really, that if you can handle it, you could call it intimate. The famous Old Testament word for intimacy between two people is the Hebrew word yada, to know, as in Adam knew his wife Eve. The Good Shepherd says, I know my own, and my own know me. But then he adds this astounding comparison when he says, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. The intimacy of the relationship between God the Father and the Son of God is the suitable comparison of the intimacy between the Good Shepherd and his sheep. But then the Good Shepherd adds this astounding statement, and I lay down my life for the sheep. All in the same inspired breath, the Good Shepherd reveals to his sheep that this deep personal relationship that he has with his sheep and his sheep have with him does not come apart from death. His death. I lay down my life for the sheep. Standing at the very center of the relationship between God the Father and the Son of God, and between the relationship between the Good Shepherd and his sheep, there is a cross. And by this cross on which he lays down his life, the Good Shepherd brings his dear sheep into the very heart of the triune God. And it is right here, that the preacher finds that there are no good words, adequate words, to describe what only the angels and the archangels and all of the company of heaven can ponder and penetrate in its glorious fullness. For now we can see only as through a mirror dimly, but then we shall know fully, even as we are fully known. But even now, we can say certainly at least this much. If anyone would pay such a huge price to save me from the jaws of the wolf from hell, if anyone would not spare even his own life to save mine, I am going to have, at least we can say, a very special relationship with this person. I'm sure that we all remember the heroism of pilot Sully Sullenberger, who safely landed his plane, American Airlines plane, on the Hudson River, and all 155 passengers and crew members were safely avoided what could have been a real disaster. American Airlines held a reunion a year later, and all the passengers and the crew members that came met Captain Sullenberger, and one at a time they came up, and every person hugged him, and there were tears in everyone's eyes, and everyone said, "Thank you." This was the first time that the passengers had met their Savior. His saving act created a very special bond between himself and those whom he saved. The same is true for us, only in a much infinitely greater degree. What a relationship we have with the Good Shepherd who has laid down his life for the sheep, and by his cross has delivered them not simply from death, but through death. And he has given them not simply more life in this world, but eternal life in heaven, where we shall know fully, even as we are fully known. Until then, we are to live by faith, knowing exactly where we are headed, even if we do not know the path. We know the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. And we know that he has already accomplished it by laying down his life for his sheep and by taking it up again. We live with our feet firmly planted in this world, even while our heart has already been taken up into the heart of God. In the meantime, it is not at all uncommon to hear sheep say both to themselves and to others, "The Lord is my shepherd, therefore I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." And it's right about when we get to this point in our favorite psalm, with all of these first-person pronouns like I and me and mine have been piled up one on top of the other, that the Good Shepherd steps in and says, "Wait a minute. First of all, I would remind you that I have laid down my life not for you, not for a few, not for many, but for all. And there are some who have not yet heard and therefore do not yet know whose they are, and therefore who they are. I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd." In a world that is so full of division, and in which there are so many things that separate and divide us. Our Lord here gives us this wonderfully clear and exciting picture, the perfect unity that He has accomplished because He laid down His life and has taken it up again. Just as He has shown us the deep unity that we have with Him and through Him with the Father by His cross, here He shows us the deep unity that we will have with one another, some of whom we may be now so deeply separated from, but whom we will one day be as one flock with one shepherd. The good shepherd gathers all of his sheep, no matter how far they have been scattered geographically, linguistically, even doctrinally, and he brings them home. He finds the lost sheep and he reunites them with all the other lost sheep whom he has searched for and found. He defends and he protects his precious flock from all harm and danger, even from the wolf from hell who would devour them. In our epistle reading for today, we heard the same John who wrote the gospel write a letter to the sheep saying, "By this we know love, that he has laid down his life for us." The cross of Jesus Christ is the definitive testimony that he has stamped upon his entire creation, and he has stamped it on his creation from day one, that reads loud and clear to all who will read it, "I love you." In our epistle reading today, we heard this news broadcast to us through the inspired word of the apostle. In our baptism, we have been taken up into that love of God, such that it is not simply a theory to be tested and tried, but a fact to be trusted and lived out in our daily life. In our baptism, the Holy Spirit has opened our stony, cold hearts and set them pumping with His life that breathes faith into our bodies, such that we are confident that His "for us" most certainly means "for me." The Lord is my shepherd. And with that faith and that confidence that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, John writes to his sheep saying, "And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers." It should come as no surprise to us that the sheep of the Good Shepherd come to actually resemble the Good Shepherd himself as they listen to his voice and follow him. He who created us in his image by his cross has restored his image in us. Even as he brings us into the very heart of the triune God, so he brings the very triune God into our heart that we may bear his image even to the point of laying down our lives for one another. John identifies one of the primary challenges that we all face in the daily challenge of following our Good Shepherd by laying down our life. The challenge of materialism, possessions, and money. As we all know, these things can get a hold on us, or more rightly put, more fairly put, these are the things that we get a hold on. They can be hard for us to let go, and they will not let go of us. John writes to the holy flock of God, whose cup overflows with goodness and mercy, saying that if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? The struggle between this desire to preserve our lives and to obey the apostles' call to lay down our lives for the sake of our neighbor is a daily battle that may occasionally require bloodshed or even death. But most often, in fact, almost all the time, daily, comes down to simply being generous in sharing the world's goods, which we have in overflowing measure, with the brother who is in need. Whether the brother's need happens to be physical or spiritual, and usually, always, it's both, we who have been blessed with an abundance of the world's goods are called to lay down our life for the brothers, as our good shepherd has laid down his life for us. This is a daily struggle. As we all know, this is a lifelong battle. And it is one that we lose far more often than we win. But even here, especially here, we give thanks to God that he does not keep score according to our performance, but by the performance of his Son, Jesus Christ. Even as we daily look at ourselves in the mirror and shake our heads in disappointment, we know that we are of the truth and reassure our hearts before him. For whenever our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart. He does not let our hearts have the last word any more than he lets the wolf from hell have the last word. He will have the last word. I am the good shepherd. I forgive you all of your sins. It is as his sheep hear his voice and listen to it that we are daily born again and transformed and raised from death to life and strive to love one another in deed and in truth. For really, what have I got to lose since now I have gained Christ? For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.